Okay, so you want to know what's the difference between good and great? Yes, there's a lot. However, I'm going to share with you the one word that you need to master if you want to be great. I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now. Okay, so you're probably thinking, well, good at what? You know, good at sports, good at my job, good person, good, good, good. What does good mean? And that's valid, right? I mean, good and great. Good is good, great is better, right? So, how do we go from good to great? One word. You ready? Consistency. Yes. It's no surprise. I didn't make up a word. It's a word that you know every day. It's consistency. And so, if it's something that's so easy as consistency, why are not more people great? I'm going to tell you why. Because consistency is the hardest thing for a person to accomplish. Think about it. Consistency. What does that mean? Well, that means day in, day out, whenever it takes, no matter what, consistency. There's no excuses. Consistency is all the time. It could be daily, it could be hourly, it could be weekly, whatever the consistency is that is necessary to go from good to great, you're committed to it, right? And then those other words, committed, determined, and all that stuff, that's your state of mind. Your state of mind has to help you be consistent, right? Determined, focused, all that stuff, right? That's your attitude. But consistency is the action. It's the doing part of what you know you have to do, and yet sometimes you just don't get around to it, right? Congratulations, you're good. Yeah, you're supposed to do something every day and you don't do it, you're good. If you're supposed to do something every day and you do it twice a day, or at least every day, you become great. So, where is this showing up in your life? It could be your work, could be your relationships, it could be just in your own way of life, right? It could be sports, could be your hobbies, it could be a lot of different things. So it's just very simple. So if it's so easy, why is not everybody doing it? Because consistency is hard. It is hard. It's a lot of things that you have to prepare, you have to plan, and then life gets in the way, and then we're distracted and all this stuff. So let me tell you the secret though. If you truly understand your purpose and you want to be great, the consistency will show up. Because if you don't want to be great, then you're not passionate about that thing, you're just going to be good at it. Does that make sense? For example, people at a job. I don't love my job. I punch in, I punch out, I do whatever the hell I have to do. I receive a paycheck and I go home. Congratulations, you're good. Maybe not even, right? You're probably less than good, but you're good enough, okay? So, because you don't love the job. If you were doing something that you loved, if you jumped out of bed and said, I can't wait to go to work today, then how would that change? Then you would want to be consistent. You'd want to get into work early every day, not be late, right? You would want to mastermind with your colleagues to find ways and that you can help the company grow. You would want to stay later if necessary, because to you it's not work. You love it. And because you do those things consistently, the compounding interest laws of, you know, that is going to help you go to the next level. And that's your tipping the scales to now, I'm good, 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 better, 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 great. Right? Great. Think about it, right? You want to be a Hall of Famer, or you just want to say, I played baseball or football or whatever it is. I'm a sports fan. I played all the sports when I was younger, you know, and so, you know, the Hall of Fame is a big deal. Not everybody gets into the Hall of Fame. So you dedicate your whole career, and you could have, you know, been very successful. You could have been very passionate. And at the end of the day, you know, you were pretty good. But the Hall of Fame didn't come knocking, right? I mean, you have to excel at the highest level possible in order to get invited into the Hall of Fame. So I'm saying that in sports, but usually, you know, usually with that good to great, with that transition, with that, you know, process of being consistent, what else happens? Typically, the people in the Hall of Fame made more money, they were more successful, they had a much more enjoyable career, they might have probably won some championships, and then everything else around them was better, right? Their life was better. Their overall life was better. So that's no denying, right? Yes, could be the other factors could come into play, but let's just say for our argument's sake, people in the Hall of Fame had a more illustrious career. And most certainly, they made more money, right? That's no joke. There's no damn joke that if you're playing at the highest level possible, you made more money. So guess what? That's not just in sports. What is your job? Are you on the path to being invited into the Hall of Fame for being whatever you are? An engineer, an artist, a computer programmer, a software technician, or, you know, a salesperson, or whatever you are, right? Stop right now and ask yourself, am I great or am I just good? Am I on the way to the Hall of Fame in my industry? So, if the answer is not yes, well, let's say, first of all, if it is yes, congratulations. Awesome. You're where you need to be. You're in the right place. You're doing what you need to do. You have consistency in your life. You have habits that are non-negotiable. And no matter what, you are out there, you know, loving life, living the dream, on your way to the red carpet of the Hall of Fame of your career. Sounds pretty damn nice, doesn't it? Yes. Congratulations. If your answer is I don't know or flat out no, then you're probably not liking your job. You're probably stuck. You're frustrated. You don't feel content. You don't feel like you have purpose. You don't feel like you're contributing to the greater good or a higher power or whatever it is that ultimately is going to, you know, drive your actions. It's going to be, you know, something that you love, right? You're feeling. What are you feeling? How are you going to translate that into your work? And it's tough. It's tough. Listen, I'm not judging here, right? There's no judgment. Just because someone's great, someone's good, doesn't make them a better person, right? That has nothing to do with your character, by the way. It has nothing to do with your morals, your values, and, you know, who you are as an individual. I'm not saying if you make more money, you're better than the other people, right? No, that's not it at all. What I'm saying is you should be doing something that you want to be great at. And if you're not, you need to ask yourself why and what the hell do I need to change so that what I'm doing, I love it to the point where I want to be consistent, I want to be committed, I want to be determined in order to be great. And it's not that hard. And sometimes you might have to work extra hard because a lot of times you have to have a side hustle, right? You can't quit your day job. because you have passions that lie elsewhere, because you're a musician and you're an artist and you only do that on the weekends, right? Because you love it, but you're not making enough money to be able to provide a roof over your head, then you have to do two jobs, right? The one you're good at to make money, and the one you want to be great at, because that's your passion, that's your purpose, and that's what you want in life. So yes, guess what? Sometimes you have to do that. You have to have two jobs. The one I'm pretty good at, make money. The one I'm not good at yet, I'm getting better every day, and I see myself in the Hall of Fame of that side hustle. Okay, that's what you need to be consistent, and that's what's gonna keep you motivated, and don't lose sight of that, because I tell you what, it takes a while. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes a while. Consistency is day in and day out, day in and day out. So if you're only doing something for 1 or 2 hours a day, it may take longer than somebody who's doing something 10 hours a day, right? Exactly. It's a numbers game. Time in equals time, you know, results equals time out equals something that is going to materialize. So, you know, you can't cheat the process. You can speed it up by working longer, working harder, and then maybe your God-given talents, you can accelerate the learning process, but nobody can cheat it. Nobody can cheat it, right? You can't go from 1 to 100. You have to go 1, 2, 3, maybe 2, 4, 6, a little bit, depending on your career, again, depending on your natural talent, and depending on your purpose, depending on your consistency to want to be great. So I know it sounds simple. I gave you some ways that you can make it simple. I shared with you some pitfalls that you can fall into. So just reevaluate. Take a break, reevaluate. And if you're not where you want to be, or if you don't see yourself want to be in the Hall of Fame of whatever you're doing, then maybe you're not doing what you should be doing. So maybe that is what you need to be focusing on, is what should I be doing? Create a list, go from there. I've got other videos that talk about your purpose. You can go look in the history of the library, but you owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself to want to be in the Hall of Fame, to be the best you can be, to be great. So if you're not in a position where you want to make that happen, you need to change. So I wish you the courage to be able to say, okay, enough already. I want to change. I want to be in the Hall of Fame of something other than what I'm doing. And you make that your dream, put it down in paper, and create a consistent path to get there, okay? Consistency, that's the word that I'm going to share with you today. All right? Thank you, guys. Get out there and have a fabulous day. If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments. So please share your comments below, and please let us know what topic interests you the most.